What have been the goals of, and objectives of the secondary as you guys started here in training camp?
The goals and objectives are pretty much the same that they are all the time at this point in training camp. It's just teaching all the guys exactly what to do, how to do it, when to do it, getting them acclimated, you know, to the system, getting them coached up on what it is that they need to understand and the speed of the game. Mm-hmm. To this point, they've all done a fantastic job of that, and we're happy with where we're at right now, or the progress that all the young guys have made.
How important is the the OTAs and the off-season part of it, and transferring the knowledge that you all were imparting there, you know, to now where the competition's heavy and guys got to try to impress you guys?
Yeah, well, it's very important. You know, the guys did a fantastic job during the OTAs, during the spring, and learning the system. It gives you a foundation. It gives you a starting place. We threw a lot at them early on, and we've been really surprised, if you will, and happy with their retention. They've done a fantastic job. They came back with a good, solid, firm understanding of what it is that we're expecting from them. So, you know, the move then into the season, the transition into the season, and what they're going to be required to do, and what they're going to see here very shortly against Cincinnati in the first preseason game, won't be such a shock to them, because they've been able to retain the information that we gave them earlier, and they're using it to their benefit right now.
How much of your development plan can you share with us about the rookie cornerbacks there, Desmond Trufant and Robert Alford?
They're going to play. We're going to need them to play. We're going to need them to play, and play a lot. You know, when you lose three, it's no secret. I mean, everybody in the league knows that we lost three guys to free agency, and we acquired four in the draft. So we'll be relying on those guys to get up to speed early, and they'll hopefully contribute a great deal to our success.
It's safe to say they're on the fast track.
Yeah, safe to say. Okay. Safe to say.
And how about your two safeties that were drafted too, Mata and Kamal Ishmael from Central Florida? How are they doing so far?
They're doing a very good job. You know, the competition is fantastic here at camp. We've got a number of guys at the safety position that they're competing against, and they're doing a fantastic job. They put their best foot forward every day. They're learning very fast, and they're doing a good job. You know, we're in shorts right now, and a lot of times safeties, it's difficult to evaluate the big, strong, you know, those guys until you actually start taking people to the ground. So it'll be a greater evaluation, or a better evaluation will be when we actually start tackling.
And you got the two Pro Bowlers, then the two veterans there, Mitchell and Schillinger, and the two rookies. That's a pretty interesting mix.
Well, Schill hasn't made the Pro Bowl yet, but he is a veteran player. But Thomas Tekeu and William Moore are fantastic. They've done a great job of leading those guys and helping them, you know, along the way. They grab them when we coaches, Joe, Dana, and I are busy or running around coaching or doing something else. William and Thomas have taken on that leadership role, and they'll take those young guys under their wing in the sideline or in the background, and if they have to give them a pointer or they have to show them something, they're more than willing to do that, and they've been fantastic with it.